This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Search and rescue teams are continuing to hunt for survivors after a devastating earthquake in Ecuador. Those who did survive sought shelter beside the rubble of their collapsed homes. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck off the Pacific coast on Saturday, killing at least 272 people and injuring over 2,000 others. There are fears the death toll will rise further. Speaking to me, spokesperson for the International Federation for the Red Cross, Benoit Carpentier, said they have teams on the ground responding to the disaster.
Well, for now, we don't have a full picture because it's still very early and the zones were quite difficult to access because of the damage on the roads. So we don't have a full picture of the scale of the disaster. We know that the numbers of deaths and unfortunately still rising. We have sent teams on the ground. We have the Equatorian Red Cross, who's present in the country, obviously, were there before the disasters, and they have branches in all these regions. So they are on the ground. There's about 800 volunteers that have been mobilized to respond to the emergency. They've deployed emergency teams, but the urgency at the moment is really still in the search and rescue to be able to see if there are still people that are under the rubble and try to save them. And then people are going to be in need of shelter, food, water, and probably healthcare in the coming days.
Obviously, with the amount of people that have been killed and injured, again, having the hospitals prepared for that obviously is a priority.
Exactly. And for now, we don't have the extent of the damage, so we don't know in terms of the health facilities how bad it's going to be. So that's why we've mobilized already health teams and field hospitals to be able to help with that should there be need in that regard. So we are ready. We also had preposition stock in the country, like, you know, essential items such as blankets or all these kind of things to be able to respond as quickly as possible.
In a situation like this, is there always coordination between people like yourselves and agencies and government?
Yeah, of course. We work closely with the government. Each of our national societies is auxiliary to their government, so they are coming as a support to the government action, so they are doing that in collaboration with them. And the government is also coordinating with UN agencies, for instance. So there's a coordination mechanism in place for all these kind of disasters.